sick of your coffee getting cold or even just reaching such an awkward temperature that puts you off? Introducing the new Seal Thermos. This thermos can hold up 3/4 of 1 liter, so you'll have coffee to last you all morning. Our specially designed thermos is made so it can last up to 24 hours of hot before it even reaches that awkward temperature. People all over the world use it. Beyonce, Kim Kardashian, probably even your grandparents. You know who could use one? You. Call now today at 1-800-SEAL-CUP to get yours today. And if you call in the next 5 minutes, we'll even put a second free one in for you too. Hey, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Teja Wu and I'll be your host again. In these few short episodes, I'll be talking about 3 of the 5 core concepts of media, specifically focusing on the podcast Serial. Previously, we talked about how different people experience the same media message differently. I went through many different factors that all take effect in creating opinions and different perspectives. I also had an interview with my longtime friend, Katie Rube, and went through some of the different perspectives and reasoning behind it. Without further ado, let's get started. So in this episode, I'll be talking about how most media messages are organized to gain profit and or power. Lots of media these days are purposely designed to gain profit and power. I mean, that's the only reason for an advertisement. You really think someone wants to make an ad on shampoo specifically because they're passionate about it? When you meet that person, please do the honor of bringing them to me. But yes, disclaimer, there are people out there that do create content purposely for their passion, but I do believe that there is a small hope inside everyone waiting to be fed. But how are these media messages being developed to gain profit and power? It's all in emotion. It's the persuasion and whatever they are telling you or selling you or what information they're distributing to you. No matter in what you watch, the success in the media is when they accomplish making you feel the way that they want you to feel. For example, guilt, happiness, fear, and all different types of emotions. In the Serial podcast, they use different techniques, though. You follow along the case with Sarah, creating almost a bond with her because of the tone and the way she speaks. She also leaves many cliffhangers. Everywhere, our worst enemy. And why? Because it works, and we all know it. These are all different ways of getting the viewer attached to the podcast and wanting more. We all know it's a common thing to share things you enjoy, or even just tell them what you found or complain about things, and that's exactly how the media gains power. They rely a lot on viewers' communication skills to transfer the message around. I mean, I sure went home and told my parents about the podcast. It was interesting to me, so why not? When you look at the picture, that's exactly when they start to make their money. It's a full circle that just keeps looping. It's pretty genius to me. So this is my sister Madison. So just tell me what you're taking in university.
I am taking a Bachelor's of Commerce and specializing in marketing at the University of Ottawa.
So do you think behind every media message there's some type of motive for money?
It really depends who's putting out the message. So sometimes if it's just an individual user using their own personal account, obviously the first thing they're thinking isn't, how am I going to make money off of this? But if you're thinking large scale, like businesses or organizations who are trying to make money, obviously they're trying to have public relations on their social media accounts. So yes, they're trying to make a profit. They're trying to gain awareness. So, and the best way to do that is to interact with their customers and their people. So that's definitely going to make them money. But for individual people, they're not always going to be thinking about money. It's more going to be about personal use.
In conclusion, it's clear that almost every media has some type of motive behind it for money, and it does that in the way the media is organized, from how they hold back certain information to the way the content is presented to the viewer. It all plays a role in affecting the viewers and this potentially creating a profit and power. I'd like to thank my sister, Madison Wu, for letting me interview her tonight, and next time I'll be talking about how the media creates embedded points of views in all their products and how they do this. Thanks for listening!